Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing an unexpected situation. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about handling unexpected situations, as this topic allows examiners to assess candidates' ability to think on their feet and communicate effectively under pressure. In this article, we'll explore how to excel when asked to describe a time when you had to handle an unexpected situation in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic. This topic is highly relevant to real-life scenarios and is frequently featured in IELTS speaking tests. It's designed to evaluate your ability to recall and describe a specific experience, express your thoughts and feelings about the situation, explain how you dealt with the challenge, reflect on the outcome and any lessons learned. Being prepared for this type of question can significantly boost your confidence and performance in the exam. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to unexpected situations. Here are some possible questions and suggested answers. Do you like surprises? Sample answer. Generally, yes, I do enjoy surprises, especially positive ones. They add a bit of excitement and spontaneity to life. However, I prefer pleasant surprises rather than those that might cause stress or anxiety. How do you usually react to unexpected news? Sample answer. My initial reaction often depends on the nature of the news. If it's positive, I tend to feel excited and energized. For challenging news, I try to stay calm and assess the situation objectively before deciding on the best course of action. Do you think it's important to be prepared for unexpected events? Sample answer. Absolutely. While we can't predict everything, being prepared for various scenarios can help us handle unexpected situations more effectively. It's about developing adaptability and problem-solving skills rather than trying to anticipate every possible outcome. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to handle an unexpected situation. You should say what the situation was, when and where it happened, how you handled it, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about an unexpected situation I encountered during a business trip last year. I was scheduled to give a crucial presentation to potential investors in New York, but a series of unforeseen events tested my ability to adapt and think on my feet. The situation arose when I arrived at the airport for my early morning flight, only to discover that all flights had been canceled due to a severe snowstorm. This was completely unexpected, as the weather forecast hadn't predicted such extreme conditions. Realizing the gravity of the situation, I immediately sprang into action. First, I contacted my team back at the office to inform them of the delay. Then, I explored alternative transportation options, but trains and buses were also affected by the weather. Thinking creatively, I decided to leverage technology to solve the problem. I quickly set up a video conference with the investors, explaining the situation and proposing a virtual presentation. Fortunately, they were understanding and agreed to this arrangement. I found a quiet corner in the airport, set up my laptop, and delivered the presentation remotely. Despite the less than ideal circumstances, the presentation went smoothly, and the investors were impressed by our adaptability and professionalism in the face of adversity. This experience left me feeling a mix of emotions. Initially, I was stressed and anxious about potentially missing such an important meeting. However, as I worked through the problem, I felt a growing sense of confidence and accomplishment. Successfully navigating this unexpected situation reinforced my belief in my problem-solving abilities and the importance of staying calm under pressure. In retrospect, I'm grateful for this experience, as it taught me valuable lessons about flexibility, quick thinking, and the importance of always having a backup plan. It also highlighted the benefits of embracing technology in our increasingly interconnected world. Possible follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to planning? What skills do you think are most important when dealing with unexpected situations? Can you think of any other ways you could have handled the situation? Part 3. Two-way discussion. Let's talk more about handling unexpected situations. In your opinion, are people today better equipped to deal with unexpected events compared to previous generations? That's an interesting question. I believe that in some ways, we are better equipped, but in others, we may be less prepared. On the positive side, we have access to vast amounts of information and advanced technology that can help us quickly find solutions or alternatives when faced with unexpected situations. For instance, smartphones allow us to instantly research problems, contact help, or find alternative routes if we're lost. However, our reliance on technology and structured lifestyles might have made us less adaptable in some ways. Previous generations often had to be more self-reliant and resourceful, as they didn't have the same level of convenience we enjoy today. They might have been more accustomed to improvising and making do with what they had. Additionally, the fast-paced nature of modern life means we often expect things to go smoothly and according to plan. When they don't, some people might find it more stressful or challenging to adapt compared to those who were used to a less predictable lifestyle. That said, I think the key is to strike a balance, leveraging modern tools and knowledge while also cultivating adaptability and resilience. Education systems and workplaces that emphasize problem-solving skills and flexibility can help prepare people to handle unexpected situations more effectively. Examiner, do you think schools should teach students how to handle unexpected situations? Absolutely. I believe it's crucial for schools to incorporate this kind of training into their curriculum. In today's rapidly changing world, the ability to adapt to unexpected circumstances is becoming increasingly valuable. Schools could approach this in several ways. Firstly, they could introduce scenario-based learning, where students are presented with unexpected problems and asked to come up with solutions. This could be done through role-playing exercises or case studies. Secondly, project-based learning can be an excellent way to expose students to unexpected challenges. When working on long-term projects, things rarely go exactly as planned, providing natural opportunities for students to practice flexibility and problem-solving. Additionally, schools could offer workshops on stress management and decision-making under pressure. These skills are invaluable when facing unexpected situations and can benefit students in all areas of life. It's also important to teach students about risk assessment and contingency planning. Understanding how to anticipate potential issues and prepare for them can make unexpected situations less daunting. Ultimately, by equipping students with these skills, schools would not only be preparing them for academic success, but also for the challenges they'll face in their personal and professional lives. The ability to handle unexpected situations confidently can lead to increased resilience, reduced stress, and better overall outcomes in various life scenarios. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To spring into action, phrasal verb, spring intiten, to start doing something very quickly and energetically. Example: as soon as we heard the fire alarm, we sprang into action and evacuated the building. To think on one's feet, idiom, to think and react quickly in a difficult situation. Example: a good salesperson needs to be able to think on their feet when faced with unexpected questions. To keep a cool head, idiom, keep cool head, to stay calm in a difficult or stressful situation. Example: despite the chaos around her, she kept a cool head and managed to solve the problem. To rise to the occasion, idiom, rise to the occasion, to show that you can deal with a difficult situation successfully. Example: although he was nervous about giving the speech, he rose to the occasion and delivered it flawlessly. Adaptability, noun, ability, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example: in today's fast-paced business world, adaptability is a crucial skill for success. Resourcefulness, noun, riskfulness, the ability to find quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties. Example: her resourcefulness in finding alternative solutions impressed her managers. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing unexpected situations, use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to showcase your language skills. Provide specific details and examples to make your answers more engaging and authentic. Practice describing different unexpected situations to improve your fluency and confidence. Focus on clearly expressing your thoughts and feelings about the experience. Reflect on lessons learned or how the experience changed you to demonstrate critical thinking. Remember, the key to success is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confidence in your delivery. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our articles on describing a time when you had to take responsibility for a mistake and handling last-minute changes in plans. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.